This is Senator Bob Dole. The Boston Red Sox are in the World Series after a heart-stopping, miraculous comeback. If Ted Kennedy is still breathing, we'll face off. Ted, that was some comeback by the Boston Red Sox. Down to their last out, their last strike, and their last hope, the Sox came back all the way. Dave Henderson's ninth-inning home run against the Angels will go down in baseball history. But you know, Ted, the Sox had a great model to follow, my Kansas City Royals. Last year, the Royals were hanging by a thread in both the playoffs and the World Series. But their never-say-die attitude brought the World Championship to the heartlands of America. But, Ted, let's fess up. The reason you're so mixed up on President Reagan's courageous work at the Iceland Summit is because you were glued to the tube all weekend, cheering for the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Bob, even you have to admit that the Red Sox had a better day that Sunday in Anaheim than President Reagan did in Iceland. And George Shultz at his press conference in Reykjavik looked even more broken up than Gene Mauch. Usually, Bob, it's good to be on the side of the Angels, unless they happen to be playing the Red Sox. Boston will be talking about Game 5 of those playoffs for years, the miracle of Anaheim. Sports writers are calling it one of the 10 greatest games ever played. Boston hardly had time to catch its breath before the series was on. The question now is whether the Sox can make believers of the Mets. We haven't won a World Series since 1918, when a young pitcher named Babe Ruth did it for us. But the Babe went on to other things, Bob, and we've been waiting for this year ever since. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his surprising action that undercut democracy in the Philippines. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.